We've been hearing a lot from the ongoing UN climate conference in Glasgow about pledges to reduce greenhouse gases that are warming the planet. Yesterday, the U.S. and China pledged to work together to cut emissions, and China, for the first time, committed to reduce methane, a more potent climate-warming gas than carbon dioxide. The U.S. government is also making a similar commitment to cut its methane emissions 30% by the end of the decade. Now, most of that methane comes from leaks from oil and gas wells, but some comes from cows, and some farmers are doing something about it. Take Brett Reinford. He runs an 800-cow dairy farm in central Pennsylvania. Brett, we understand you are standing amongst your cows on your phone as we speak.
Hey, that's right, Robin. Thanks for having me. The cows are here with me as well. They're just enjoying their supper at the moment.
Okay, well then shield all of their ears because, as you well know, there's been a lot of pushback on this notion of cows producing methane. A lot of jokes about, you know, cow burps and farts, you know, how could they cause global warming? Ha ha ha. But we are talking about cow burps and farts and poop, are we not?
That is correct. Yep.
And how much manure do 800 cows produce?
So 800 cow dairy on a daily basis would produce probably 12 to 15,000 gallons of manure per day.
That's a lot of manure. So you've installed two methane digesters, they're called, on your farm. First of all, why did you first install them, and what do these things do?
Yeah, so we installed our first anaerobic digester in 2008 after about 3 years of research. The idea behind us installing our first one was just to reduce odor. So what a digester helps do is break down the manure and basically absorb a lot of the odors. We were having some neighbor complaints and wanted to be good neighbors. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we soon found out all the other benefits that come with having a digester.
Which are what?
We were one of the first farms into being able to sell the excess energy or electricity that our digester produced here in Pennsylvania. So we were able to capture additional income off of the methane that our cows were producing. And then the other benefit for our farm is we take a lot of food waste into our facility here, and we recycle it, and we mix it with our manure, and it creates methane. But we capture it all and send a lot of the power back out to the grid.
Yeah, let's underscore that. The methane that's produced by the manure, it's a gas, and so you capture that gas, and it provides the electricity and, you know, the heat for your barns and the farmhouse there. I mean, you are recycling the cow's droppings into your own electricity.
Yep. So we look at manure now as a valuable resource and an energy source on our farm. So we don't purchase any fossil fuels for heating. So we do heat my mom and dad's house that's here on the farm. We heat all of our hot water that we use to clean and sanitize our milk lines. And then we heat a real big shop and a very big calf barn that keeps all of our calves warm in the winter.
A little more about these digesters. I'm looking at a picture. We'll have it at herenow.org. They look like huge covered above ground pools.
So that is a good analogy. So they are just insulated giant tanks, either in ground or above ground. Ours, we have two digesters now, totaling about 2 million gallons, and that's all enclosed.
Well, and we also understand that some local businesses, like Walmart, I think, have been coming over with excess out of date food stuff to put in there too.
Yep. So we work with now about 35 food manufacturers and grocery stores like Walmart that have excess food or food that would normally have gone to a landfill. A lot of these companies want to keep it out of the landfill because everyone is worried about climate change. And so one way to prevent that food waste and the methane from being released to the atmosphere, a landfill would do that, is by sending it here, and we capture it and recycle it for them.
Wow. A couple of quick questions. What do you do about burps and farts? We understand that some people are talking about feeding cows seaweed because it absorbs better. You know, is there something you've been able to do about that production of methane?
So there is a lot of research being done right now on different feed additives that you can feed to your cows that would basically lower the greenhouse gas emissions and lower, you know, how much that each cow is releasing to the atmosphere. Our farm hasn't looked at that technology yet, but we are considering it, if it's something that could be impactful for the environment.
Yeah, researchers at the University of California, Davis say that they've been able to reduce methane from burps by 82% by feeding cows this seaweed because it inhibits an enzyme in the digestive system. So that's on the horizon for you. But meantime, you talked about how much methane you were capturing in these digesters, but how expensive are these?
Yeah, so a digester is very expensive. I mean, we have over $4 million invested in infrastructure and building them here. There's a lot of maintenance costs and keeping them going as well. But we are a long-term believer in digesters. We think that they're definitely something that could help lower emissions on all dairy farms across the United States.
Yeah, but it has to be. We can't put the burden on farmers to go bankrupt to try to do this. And, you know, we understand in some states, the states don't pay as much to if you want to sell some electricity to a grid, for instance, which you do there in Pennsylvania. So what do you think? How do you think? I mean, weigh in because you're a leader in this. Let's say some of the infrastructure money, should it be going towards helping farmers buy these digesters?
You know, I think that would be a good place to put some of the infrastructure money for sure. Pennsylvania has been very favorable to digesters, and there are laws in place that require that we get a certain amount of money per kilowatt, and it usually helps to pay for them. Other states are not as favorable, but farmers are very resourceful and they like to try new things. And so what's on the horizon right now, which has been happening a lot in New York and also California, is the switch to digesters and making them produce renewable natural gas, which if you can sell the credits to the natural gas into the California market, it's actually a lot more lucrative than electricity.
And we hear all the time from people working in this industry that the best way to convey information about climate change is farmer to farmer.
First person I'm going to believe is another farmer, right?
Yeah. Do you come across people who are set in their ways or feeling attacked because they're farmers? I mean, of the methane released in the U.S., I think something like 25% comes from farmers. That's nowhere near the fossil fuel usage. But what's been the reception of farmers, you know?
You know, I think there's a need for farmers to realize, you know, the impact that they're having and need to change. I was just reading on the EPA website, of all the global greenhouse gases that are released in the atmosphere, 16% of it is actual methane. So it's still a small portion of the total greenhouse gas that are getting released, but also it's very impactful. And quite honestly, we shouldn't be releasing it because it's a resource and we can turn it into something good.
Yeah. By the way, how else do you use the material from the digester?
Yep. So we press the manure and we create a bedding for our cows that's pathogen free and a nice, soft, fluffy bedding. And then after the bedding is used and the liquid part of it, we use it's actually a very valuable fertilizer to us considering fertilizer costs over the years. And so we use all the manure and quite honestly, we're happy to have it.
I'm sure most people think the cows would be walking around in the field and they would be pooping out there and that would then fertilize the field. Are there farmers who are saying, well, no, we can't interrupt that. That's nature. You're saying it's okay. We take the oil from the digester and do the same thing, fertilize the fields with it?
Yeah. So we're doing basically the same thing. You know, we're neighbors to farmers that have their cows out in pasture as well. And I think there's room for all different types of agriculture here. And I think it's, we capture all the manure and we turn it into something valuable. You know, the farmers that have their cows out in pasture aren't able to capture the methane like we can here. But
just so I've heard you right, do your cows never free range then because you're capturing their manure?
Yep. So they free range within barns, right? So they're not chained or anything like that. They have free movement over probably at least 2 acres of space here inside barns. So they're not on pasture.
I wonder if you hear from people who might be very green and approve of the digester, but don't want the cows cooped up.
Yeah, we do hear from both sides. Certainly, we think what we're doing is not animal cruelty. It's not wrong. And, we obviously cows are number one priority. And we have many people here that their job is to look after our animals, and that's what they do. You know, we welcome anyone out to our farm for a tour, and it's not as bad as I think some websites make it seem. But we think it's an okay way to farm on our farm.
Brett Reinford, who helps run his family's 800 cow dairy farm in Mifflintown, Pennsylvania. Brett Reinford, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having me.